Quick succession relief, QSR, is an important and valuable relief which reduces tax in the death estate. Having valued the death estate, we deduct any available nil band and the balance is chargeable to inheritance tax at death rate of 40%. Quick succession relief will be deducted at this point, i.e. it reduces the inheritance tax payable on death. Quick succession relief is given when an individual's estate had been increased by a chargeable transfer made to him in the 5 years before death. To illustrate this, let us take a taxpayer called Mr. A, who died a few years ago. Mr. A's will directed that an asset should pass to a beneficiary, who we will call Miss B. Miss B died within the next 5 years. The value of the asset left to her by Mr. A will be charged within Miss B's death estate. Having calculated IHT on Miss B's estate in the normal way, we would reduce any tax payable by quick succession relief. This is because Miss B's estate had been increased by a chargeable transfer made to her in the previous 5 years. To calculate quick succession relief, we use a three-part formula. The first part of the formula is the inheritance tax paid on the previous chargeable transfer. Going back to the previous example, we would calculate the IHT paid on the transfer of the asset to Miss B from Mr. A's death estate. We then multiply this tax by a certain percentage. The relevant percentage depends on the time period between the date of the first chargeable transfer and the date of death. These percentages are given in the tax tables provided with your course, but it is worth going through them at this point. If the period between the date of the first transfer and the date of the death is less than 1 year, the relevant percentage is 100%. This reduces to 80% if the distance between the transfers is between 1 and 2 years. The relevant percentage where the distance is between 2 and 3 years is at 60%, and so on. If there are more than 5 years between the date of the first chargeable transfer and the date of death, the percentage is zero, such that there is no quick succession relief. The final part of the QSR formula is the fraction, which should now have appeared on your screen. As you will see, the top half of the fraction is the amount by which the donee's estate increased as a result of the first chargeable transfer. What goes into the bottom half of the fraction is the increase in the donee's estate plus any inheritance tax paid on the first transfer. This is the most complex part of the QSR formula, and we will examine how it works in the various examples in the next few pages. To understand the components of the fraction, it is worth spending a few moments talking generally about wills and legacies. Within a typical will, a taxpayer will leave legacies to beneficiaries in two different ways. Legacies could be specific gifts, or they could be gifts of what we call residue. The residue of an individual's estate is the amount remaining after specific legacies, expenses, and taxes have been discharged. Specific legacies will either be tax-free or they will be tax-bearing. A tax-free gift is not the same as an exempt gift. A tax-free gift simply means that the recipient of the gift, i.e. the beneficiary, receives the full amount of the gift, and somebody else will have to pay the inheritance tax. Contrast this with an exempt legacy, such as a gift to a spouse or a gift to charity, where there is no IHT payable at all. Unless the will specifies otherwise, gifts of UK assets are tax-free. Therefore, if an individual receives a gift of UK quoted shares or a gift of a UK house from a will, he or she will receive the full amount of the shares or the full value of the house without having to pay any further inheritance tax on that gift. The tax on the gift is paid from the residue of the estate. Contrast this with a tax-bearing legacy, under which the tax on the gift is paid by the recipient. Unless the will states otherwise, gifts of non-UK property are tax-bearing. This means that if an individual receives a gift of some foreign land or some foreign shares under a will, any tax on those assets is paid by the person receiving the property. It is important that we are able to distinguish between tax-free and tax-bearing legacies, as this will help us in calculating the quick succession relief. The person who is entitled to the residue of the estate, often called the residuary legatee, will bear two lots of inheritance tax charges. Any IHT on tax-free gifts is borne from the residue of the estate. In addition, any inheritance tax on the residue itself will also be paid out of the residue, and will be suffered by the residuary legatee. Let us now examine how this affects the QSR calculation.
Mr. A died in May 2008, leaving an asset in his will to Miss B. The asset in question is a house which is situated in Spain. The house was worth £200,000 at Mr. A's death, and inheritance tax of £50,000 was paid in respect of the house. Because Miss B has received a gift of a non-UK asset, the gift is tax-bearing, so the IHT of £50,000 will be paid by Miss B. Miss B died in October 2010.
There are between 2 and 3 years between the date of Mr. A's death and Miss B's death. At the date of her death, the house in Spain was worth £300,000.
The other assets in Miss B's estate total £435,000.
Miss B made no lifetime transfers. Our requirement is to calculate the inheritance tax payable on the estate of Miss B.
The total value of Miss B's death estate is £735,000. As Miss B made no lifetime transfers, a full nil band is available, leaving a taxable estate of £410,000. The inheritance tax, before any reliefs, is £164,000.
Miss B's estate had been increased by a chargeable transfer made to her in the previous 5 years. Therefore, quick succession relief is available. This will reduce the inheritance tax to leave a figure of actual IHT due. The next step is to calculate the QSR.
The first element in the formula is the IHT paid on the previous chargeable transfer, which in this instance is £50,000. As there are between 2 and 3 years between Mr. A's death and Miss B's death, the relevant percentage is 60%.
The third element is the formula you see on your screen. The first thing we need to do is work out how much Miss B's estate increased by as a result of the death of Mr. A.
In order to do so, we must work out who paid the inheritance tax of £50,000 in 2008.
As we mentioned before, Mr. A left Miss B a property in Spain. Gifts of non-UK assets are tax-bearing legacies, so the IHT of £50,000 would have been paid by Miss B.
The quick succession relief is therefore £50,000 multiplied by 60%, multiplied by a fraction. Miss B's estate increased by the value of the house in Spain, i.e. £200,000. But from this, Miss B paid inheritance tax of £50,000. Therefore, Miss B's estate increased by £150,000 as a result of Mr. A's death. This is the top half of the fraction. On the bottom of the fraction, we have the increase in Miss B's estate of £150,000 plus the tax of £50,000, giving us £200,000. If we multiply these through, the quick succession relief available in Miss B's death estate is £22,500.
We therefore reduce the death tax by £22,500, giving inheritance tax due of £141,500.
As you will see, the trickiest element of the QSR formula is the fraction. To understand what goes into the fraction, we must be clear as to who pays the inheritance tax on the first transfer. Let us run through a similar example, but this time changing the scenario very slightly.
Again, we assume that Mr. A died in May 2008, but this time, within his will, he left a property situated in the UK to Miss B. Miss B died in October 2010. If we assume the same information as before, the inheritance tax payable before QSR is £164,000.
From this, we deduct quick succession relief to arrive at inheritance tax due.
The first two parts in the QSR formula are the same, i.e. tax paid on the house in Mr. A's death estate was £50,000, and the relevant percentage for between 2 and 3 years is 60%. However, because the original gift was a gift of UK asset, the fraction will change very slightly.
The top of the fraction is the increase in Miss B's estate as a result of Mr. A's death. As the gift was of UK property, this is a tax-free gift, which means the IHT of £50,000 would not have been paid by Miss B, but would instead have been paid out of the residue of Mr. A's estate. Because Miss B does not have to pay the inheritance tax, the increase in her estate is simply the value of the property, i.e. £200,000. What goes on to the bottom of the fraction is this increase of £200,000 plus the inheritance tax. In the previous example, this fraction was £150,000 over £200,000. The fraction is now £200,000 over £250,000. The QSR is now £24,000, leaving IHT due of £140,000. There are a couple of additional points on QSR of which you should be aware. There is no requirement for the gifted property to still be owned by the deceased at the date of his or her death for QSR to apply. QSR is available if an individual's estate had been increased by a chargeable transfer in any of the five preceding years. Therefore, even if the gifted asset had been sold or given away by the deceased prior to his death, QSR would still be available. Quick succession relief applies where the first transfer is a chargeable transfer. A chargeable transfer is a gift whose value has been charged to IHT. The first transfer will therefore either be a transfer on death, as it was in the previous example where Mr. A left a property in his will to Miss B, or it could have been a potentially exempt transfer within 7 years of the death of the donor. The only requirement for QSR is that the first transfer is chargeable to inheritance tax.
For example, Tim gave some UK shares to Philippa in July 2005. The shares were worth £345,000. This is a potentially exempt transfer, so there is no lifetime tax. Tim died in August 2008. Therefore, the pet in July 2005 becomes a chargeable transfer in August 2008, and any tax on the pet will be borne by Philippa. In May 2009, Philippa sold the shares for £400,000. Philippa died in May 2010. Her death estate is valued at £825,000. Our requirement is to calculate any inheritance tax due as a result of Philippa's death. The first charge to inheritance tax will be the tax payable by Philippa as a result of Tim's death in August 2008. Tim gave Philippa shares worth £345,000, so if we deduct two annual exemptions, Tim made a pet of £339,000. Tim died in 2008-09, so a nil band of £312,000 is available, leaving a taxable amount of £27,000. This will be charged at the death rate of 40%, giving tax of £10,800. As there was a little over 3 years between the date of gift and the date of Tim's death, taper relief is available, reducing the tax due to £8,640. This tax will be payable by Philippa. Next, we calculate inheritance tax on Philippa's death estate. Her estate was valued at £825,000 in May 2010. The nil band is £325,000, leaving a taxable amount of £500,000. Inheritance tax before any QSR is £200,000. Next, we consider quick succession relief. Quick succession relief is available because Philippa's estate was increased by a chargeable transfer in the previous 5 years. Philippa was given shares by Tim in July 2005. Originally, this transfer was a pet, but due to Tim's death, this has become a chargeable transfer. The first element of the formula is the tax paid on this chargeable transfer. The tax paid by Philippa on the pet was £8,640. The relevant percentage is 20%. The first transfer took place in July 2005, and Philippa died in May 2010, so the time period here is between 4 and 5 years. We will now consider the fraction. On the top of the fraction is the increase in Philippa's estate as a result of the gift to her by Tim. The shares were worth £345,000, but due to Tim's death, Philippa had to pay inheritance tax of £8,640. Therefore, her estate increased by £336,360. On the bottom of the fraction is the increase in Philippa's estate plus the inheritance tax. This comes out to be £345,000. If we multiply the numbers through, the quick succession relief is £1,685. The IHT due on Philippa's estate is therefore £198,315. The fact that Philippa sold the shares in May 2009 is irrelevant as far as the calculation of QSR is concerned.